Hey, everybody. We're Bob and Audrey, a husband and wife team.
And this is our podcast all about relationships.
We are marriage and relationship enthusiasts, believing there is a God-given design to thrive in both life and love.
And we think that Jesus is amazing and worth following with everything you have. On this podcast, we are putting together the truths and best practices we have learned over our 35 years of marriage, and more specifically, over the past 18 years, where we have spent our lives helping people love their relationships.
After getting through our own family crisis, we became passionate about rescuing and mentoring others. We have authored numerous books and developed on-demand courses that can be found on our website, lovemarriedlife.com.
And with all that said, let's dive into the episode for this week.
And welcome to this week's podcast of All About Relationships. This is episode number 23.
And I just want to say, I want to share some.
I like 2-3.
Yeah, 2-3 is good because it's order. You love order.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, you do.
Welcome to episode 23.
Yeah, I love it.
Good.
I just want to share some love with you that's listening today. You know, just the fact that you are listening to this and having this time with us.
Taking the journey
with us.
It means
a lot to me. I mean, we're sitting in our home office here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we get to be with you. Like, how cool is that? Yeah. And that you made this investment and you trust us with some relationship wisdom and just loving life together. I don't know. I'm just really feeling the love for you right now. Thank you for being here.
And I wish we could tell you all the behind the scenes stories that kind of bring us to this place.
Yeah. But we're not going to bother.
We're not going to bother. For some reason, I've got bionic ears this morning.
Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
Kind of hearing everything. But hey, we're having a good week. We have a couple in doing an intensive. But what I'm really enjoying about this is that they've come for some training.
Yeah.
And they really want to help others.
Yes.
And so it's just, a real fun component to it.
I think this is the first time it's been just really zoned in on that area. We said, hey, they said, can we come for training to, we're in marriage ministry in our church and our church is willing to sponsor us. Can we just have 3 days alone with you and Bob and together? And we said, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Yeah.
But then you're always dealing with matters of the heart.
Exactly.
And so I think that's going to be a big part of today's episode.
Just when you thought you were coming in for some training and some fun, you end up crying and
being
laughing.
Loved by Jesus.
Enjoying God's presence. Exactly. Being so loved that it reaches your heart.
And that's what I found this weekend when we were in Bradenton, Florida, near Tampa.
Yes.
We have some dear friends there, Ralph and Joanne Hohen, pastors of the Source Church.
I love it.
And again, the Source. We're going to touch on that in today's podcast. But I just really appreciate them. And for me, I just love always visiting Florida.
Yeah.
It's just one of my favorite states.
There's something, Bob, as soon as we land anytime in Florida, this smile comes on his face because
I feel about it.
That air, that humidity and that warmth and the tropical vegetation.
Yeah,
happens.
I even texted my dad and just told him, thank you for the memory. You know, thank you for the memories and sent him a picture of us there. And he says, you know, those happy memories, you know, they last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's really true. But one of them was my grandparents lived in Florida and we lived in Michigan.
So that was always your winter getaway, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And so those were the highlights in my life. But I just remember this one particular trip. You know, my dad cleans the car, makes it all perfect and clean, orderly. It's a station wagon, and then the sleeping bags are all rolled out in the back. And we were going to leave super early in the morning, and I just remember that feeling of climbing into the car, getting into the sleeping bags.
I can feel it with you, Bob. Like you're a little kid.
It's the 70s.
And it's the 70s, but don't you love like being a little kid when you just you and your mom and dad have taken care of you?
Completely being cared for.
Exactly.
And you are on a road trip and an adventure.
Yes.
You're going to see grandma, Nana and Poppy.
Yeah.
Go to the beach, and I'm sure Disney was involved, but Yeah, just some real happy memories for me.
Yeah, and I love that your dad said that, you know, those happy memories are, what did he say? I forget how he said it.
Well, they last a lifetime. Oh, yeah, a lifetime.
Happy memories can last an entire lifetime. Yep, and we get to visit them. I actually was thinking about that in the desert the other day. I was taking a walk with Winston, and I thought, I actually was visiting my grandma and grandpa in my memory. I was like, my dad's mom and dad. And I just loved my grandpa Thiessen.
Yeah.
You know, he had the widest, biggest smile. And even though I was 10 years old when he passed away, oh my gosh, I'm a little emotional. Oh my God. If we start talking about grandparents and losing them, that might not go so well with this podcast. But my grandpa impacted my heart, Bob, because he laughed all the time. And I just was drawn into his laughter and his huge smile. And there was something about that that touched my heart. And I think laughter does that. Laughter and smiling and having fun together really touches your heart at such a deep level.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, and there was a season in our life where we weren't laughing.
Right.
You know, we had experienced a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And disappointment. But what we were determined about was, we're not just going to live here. We're not just going to exist and survive and to only think that your best days were behind you, you know, that that your best days were yesterday.
Our memories, yeah.
And because of your choices and because of what you're experiencing, mm-hmm. you've lost it. You've mm-hmm. missed the opportunity. So my prayer, you know, for our listeners today is that today could be a big turnaround for them.
And it is a turnaround. There's something about, I just thought of the word turn. I love turning because mm-hmm. you can turn a corner into new. And I love the song, you know, he's turned, it's a turn, it's a morning voice. Oh my gosh. He's turned my morning into dancing again. Sorry for all of you who actually have AirPods in or something where that was right in your ear. But he turns our mourning, like our sadness, mm-hmm. our weeping, our sorrow, those times where things were sad, and those like that season that mm-hmm. we had, he turned it into dancing again.
Right, right.
And only when we involve God in those seasons and we involve God and we say, you know what, we're not going to settle for not living with joy, because you know what? We were meant for joy, happy memories, for enjoying life. And you know what? Joy isn't just a nice, fun idea. Bob, joy is actually our fuel. Like I think of that often, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Mm-hmm. That means joy is fuel.
Yeah. In fact, just this last week, and we preached the message, you know, the joy of breakthrough.
Yes.
And Psalm 30, verse 5 says, weeping may remain for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Oh, I love that.
And I just, you know, we talk about, you know, morning just isn't that time of day. This morning was a beautiful sunrise.
It was
absolutely stunning. But it's not just the time of day, you know, when the sun rises in the morning. But I just love what you say, Audrey, and that is, it's when you wake up.
Yes.
And I think today is that day.
I love it.
I'm really hoping, you know, for all of us, you know, that there just would be something quickened inside of us, that there would be that turnaround, that within us, you know, we may have been weeping, mm-hmm. that we may have gone through a season of disappointment and hardship and challenge,
yeah.
but you know what? I'm going to awaken. I'm going to alert my heart, you know, to his goodness, to his faithfulness, and that truly, I have some great days ahead of me.
You know what? And weeping may remain for a night. And I'm actually, because I cried about my grandpa a little bit, I still have a little tear that's on my cheek right now. And, you know, weeping is real. And we do miss, and we do have loss, and we do have grief. But it does remain for a night, but only a night. But joy comes when we wake up mm-hmm. to new beginnings, and we turn the corner to new. And I think that is exactly the direction we're going today.
Yeah.
Because joy is a very, very important thing. It's not just a nice idea on a good day. I think joy is way bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Another 70s statement, you know, joy is Jesus. I mean, that was bumper stickers, t-shirts.
Everywhere.
It was everywhere.
Right.
But joy really is our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, in Jesus, I can really experience joy. And it isn't circumstantial, meaning based on what's going on the outside, but rather joy is something that abides and it's from within.
And then just think about joy. Hold that thought. Because thinking about inheritance, I've been thinking a lot about inheritance lately. And I think that there's more to the inheritance that we have with Jesus that I know that even though I've spent a lifetime being best friends with Jesus, I know there is more inheritance available to me that I haven't tapped into that he already paid for.
Yeah. Excuse me. And joy as well just isn't that certain expression. You know, you take a look, right. You know, like you and I were right. very different in personality, and people would say, oh, she's a joyful person. No, I'm pretty joyful myself. You know, we just true. Express it differently.
Yeah, we do. It's not a personality thing. Like right. some people think, well, that's really nice. Yeah, it's not. It's nice for you, Audrey, that you're so happy. And you know what? I kind of am naturally happy, and I get that because it's not very. It's very effortless for me to move over to happiness.
Yeah,
you know, because I I love this path I walk on, Bob, in life. It's called sweet and simple, and I kind of just want to be sweetness and sunshine. That's why not? The sun is sweet and warm, and why not live there?
Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart. You know, above all, it says, above all, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. And that word issues there is actually boundaries. And so I need to protect my heart, because when my heart gets stepped on, you know, when my heart is wounded, it wants to leave that imprint, you know. Like the beaches of Florida, when you walk on the sand, you leave an imprint. And all of us have experienced, you know, hurt and pain. You know, pain is that universal emotion that we've all experienced, but it's the imprint that wants to limit our life. It's the imprint that wants to define and speak to us and say something to us that really many times just isn't true. And it robs from us the very first thing I think that goes is joy.
Yes.
And that's the thing that, you know, gets robbed from you so very, very quickly. So monitoring your joy, I think, is important, because it does bring a protection to you. You know, it brings a protection of self-judgment. It brings a protection against, you know, even others judging you and even taking yourself too seriously.
Yeah, and I think you're right, because joy is almost like a gauge. It's like checking the fuel on your car. If you aren't feeling just a natural, however you express it, but if you're not feeling joy in the deepest part of you, like in your heart, if that's just not somewhere where you are, then that's a gauge that, you know what? You get to go to it. You get to turn around and take a new path where you get to, because guarding.
Well, it's an indicator.
That's
let it be an indicator. If you're being robbed of joy, then let it be an indicator. And we've talked about that in previous podcasts, you know, because what's happening is you're hurting.
Yeah.
So let it be an indicator, because I believe that joy can be that fuel to our lives. Joy will also release creativity.
Yes, I find that.
And it's just like, you know, all the synapses in my brain are firing.
Easier to be creative. Well, I was just thinking about, I just read recently, and I don't have the quote, I'm really sorry, but it was something about how children, when we are born with this design and this dream that God dreamed into us, but we were born to be creative and create with God, with our creator, the one that created us. We're born to create with him. And as children, as we watch them color outside the lines and just be flowing with creativity.
Or color it within the lines.
Yeah, whichever it is, but chill, don't wreck my illustration.
Go creative.
Yeah.
Go.
But we can see going about out of the lines is exploring. Like just that feeling of you don't have to be perfect, so you can explore and you can wonder, hey, I wonder what's here. Just that childlike, I'm just describing childlike wonder, childlike security where you don't have to be perfect. All these childlike characteristics. And then we go to school and we're put in a place where we have to do everything within the lines in a certain way. And I think that part of us loses our creativity and loses part of our joy, because when we are truly joyful, for me as a 54-year-old, when I got my boundaries in place, like you talk about the boundaries of the heart,
right.
When my boundaries are firmly in place, like I know my boundaries,
yeah,
and I'm very aware, and I love my boundaries, then within those boundaries, I can play.
Yeah.
Like I get to play, and when you play, you get joy. Like playfulness is really one of the gateways to joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to play games so much, because why not play and have fun even though you're grown up?
So in the creativity, it's also, and it's just simply what I'm feeling from you, it's also releasing energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's fuel for your life.
Yes.
And you get strength in it.
Yeah, so much strength to do the responsible things.
Yeah.
You know, like people might want to go, oh my gosh, Audrey, are we seriously going to just walk your dog in sweetness and sunshine and play all day? Well, kind of. No.
And yet not.
Yet I am, Bob knows this, like I'm so
highly,
highly responsible.
Yes.
But I am so much better at the things that I am responsibly doing. And I enjoy the things I'm responsibly yeah. doing. And I'm not even saying the word responsibly isn't even yeah. a word. And I'm okay with yeah. that. I just made up a word.
Yeah. And okay. So we have, you know, joy.
Yeah.
That it's part of our inheritance.
Yeah.
It brings protection to my life.
Yes, it
does.
It
releases creativity, resulting in strength, fuel and energy.
Yes.
And then it blows the limits off my life.
Whoa.
Okay, there
you're
you were.
Right.
You were talking about, you know, the boundaries of safety.
Yeah.
But and this is why Proverbs 4:23 is so important. It says, guard your heart above all, for out of it flow the issues or the boundaries of life. Guard your heart, because when you do get stepped on, when you do get wounded and hurt, what happens is then your life gets limited.
Oh,
you see, now
yeah.
your boundaries
squashed
constrained.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yes.
They move in on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then where fear wants to step in and control and says, I can't, you know, I won't. And so that's where joy comes in and begins to, you know, blow the limits off your life.
Yes.
You see, it begins to blow away, you know, where fear has come
yes.
in and said, I can't,
that's
you know,
it.
Or I shouldn't.
I'm
or
not
what
good
happens,
at that, or I'm know, not enough.
Yeah, I can't afford to be vulnerable yes. again
mm-hmm.
or risk loving. And so that's where, you know, joy comes in and all of a sudden begins to blow the limits off your life again.
I'm glad we're talking about this childlike stuff with the subject of joy, because even your memory of Florida, Bob, like being a child and jumping into that station wagon in your sleeping bag, knowing that there was not a worry in the world.
Mm-mm.
You were just, it was all, there was no limits of what ifs in your life.
Yeah.
You weren't, what if we don't make it? What if we don't get to grandma and grandpa's? What if we don't go? What if something goes wrong? You were not going worst case scenario at all.
No.
You were just loving life like a child. And I think that that's what Jesus talks about when he says we're called to be childlike ones.
Right.
To just be full of joy, joy unspeakable, and full of glory.
Audrey, anytime that I hear that word glory, you know, joy unspeakable, full
yes.
of glory, I think of God's goodness and how good he really, really is. And we're talking about, you know, a joy being able to blow the limits off our
yes,
life reminds
yes.
me of a story of a pastor friend of ours, Jimmy from Ecuador.
Oh, Jimmy. Yes.
And
I love this story.
Him and his wife are so
incredible.
So they were transferring funds from one bank to another, a sum I think of about $10,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
To be carrying around. That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash.
And so you actually withdrew $10,000 from one bank and you physically move it over and deposit it in the other.
Wow.
But on their way, they needed to stop for gas. So they're waiting at the gas station and, you know, getting their car filled up. And it was in that moment that Jimmy just really heard the voice of the Lord in his heart and he was asked a question.
Huh.
And on the corner there, he saw this little boy and he was going from car to car asking for money. And the Lord asked Jimmy this question. He says, Jimmy, he says, if that little boy comes here and asks for your money, your $10,000, will you give it to him?
Wow.
And he's just like,
that's
Lord,
so
I
intense.
Really, I know your voice.
Yeah.
I know this is you.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
And so he asked his wife, you know, I'm sensing the Lord asking me if this little boy asked for our money, our $10,000, should we give it to him? And she's like, well, if it's the Lord, you can't say no.
Oh, what an amazing wife.
Seriously. Yeah. So eventually the boy came up and rapped on the window.
Yeah.
And he says, excuse me, sir. He says, can I have 10 cents? Jimmy's kind of stunned and he asks the boy, he says, is that all that you want? Oh, yes, sir. He says, all I need is 10 cents, just 10 cents. And Jimmy looks, you know, there at the center console in the car, in the little cup holder. We all have them full of change. We've all got change. And it's like 10 cents. I got more change than 10 cents. Mm-hmm. And he reaches down and grabs the dime, but then he dares to ask the boy one more time.
Yeah.
He says, young man, is there anything else? Is there anything else that you would want? And the little boy with the, you know, just the anticipation of joy,
yeah,
of receiving 10 cents, just that anticipation. He says, oh, no, sir,
yeah,
no, sir, just 10 cents. That's all that I need. And Jimmy gets a little choked up and hands the little boy, you know, the dime.
Yeah.
And the boy lights up. He is so enthused. He runs away and he's shouting to his friends at the street corner, look what this man gave me. This man gave me 10 cents. He gave me 10 cents.
Yeah.
And Jimmy is sitting there in his car and he begins to weep. He begins to cry. And the Lord says to Jimmy, he says, Jimmy, he says, you've been asking me for 10 cents and I've been willing to give you so much more. And I think sometimes
we limit,
we miss.
Yeah.
And I think the Lord would like us to ask for a little bit more. But, you know, just recognizing, you know, sometimes our hearts have been stepped on.
Yeah.
Sometimes our joy has been taken from us.
It has.
And it's just like, Lord, I'm just happy just to make it another day.
Yeah.
I'll just make it another day. All I need is 10 cents. And meanwhile, He's wanting to give us so much more.
And that brings us to the subject of joy. Because those listening that have been listening all the way, those of you who've been listening all the way up to now and going, wow, I wish I had more joy. Maybe I'll ask God for 10 cents worth of joy at the end of this podcast. Or maybe this is my day to ask for some joy at least. But I'm saying, you know what? Why not blow the limits off your life and say, you know what? If joy truly is my inheritance, I want to actually laugh every day. I want to actually feel joy bubbling in me. And maybe it doesn't match my personality. And you could start saying all the limits, but I don't have the right personality. I don't have the right friends. I don't have this. I believe that what happens is that most people are stuck waiting for something or someone to change before they can have joy. And they're waiting for their spouse to change or their bank account to change or their children or their health.
I'm missing something. In other words, I've got this deep sense of lack.
And when that cup is filled, then I can have joy. Then I'll be allowed to have joy.
Right.
And they're convinced that they can't have that joy until the circumstances and the people line up to the way life is supposed to go or how you've decided with your expectations that life should go.
Yeah.
And so, they're waiting. What a question. Are you waiting for something before you're allowed to have joy? Or are you just going to turn the corner today and take it?
Yeah.
And receive it. Receive it from Jesus.
Yeah. Again, just that thought. You know, I want to wake up. You know, my circumstances, they might be very real. I'm not trying to minimize them or say it didn't happen or you might even be experiencing it today.
Totally.
But I want to guard my heart. Above all, I want to guard my heart. Mm-hmm. And if I've been stepped on, then Jesus says, I want to come and heal that broken heart.
Yes.
He says, I want to set the captive free. If you're being held captive by circumstances, mm-hmm. if you're being held captive by what has either been said or done to
yes.
you, Jesus says, I want to heal that broken heart of yours that you might really know joy.
Yeah, because most of us live from our circumstances and our emotions. And But our heart represents the innermost part of us, you know, where God does speak to us and our desires and passions, they meet with our will and our motivation. But Bob, the heart is where all that really affects our life really takes place. And you know what? Most people are living with a broken heart to some extent and wondering why we don't have joy, because we want to love our family and our close ones with all our hearts, you know, with a complete heart. But it's impossible when that brokenness is in there. So how can I have joy when I've got a broken heart?
Well, I mean, there's just so many components to it.
Yes, there are.
But it has to do, I think, sometimes with vision, you know, and with sight.
Yes.
And so I actually want to take a minute, and it's Luke 4, 18 to 20. And Jesus, he said this. He says, I'm making this proclamation. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind.
That's a pretty joyful moment.
Recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Recovery of sight to the blind, because I think we spend too much time focusing on our problems and our limitations.
Yeah.
And they're real. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are limitations,
yes,
and they're robbing from us our joy.
And the joy wants to bust us out of our limits. And when Jesus heals our heart, we become satisfied, and then we become the best version of ourselves. Yeah.
Yes. And I just want to underscore that, because the limitations that we're experiencing mm-hmm. are based on what I believe about myself in my heart.
Right.
You see, this is all that I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
All I deserve is possibly 10 cents.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it. Boy, if only I could have 10 cents. The little boy didn't even have the concept
of $10,000.
There wasn't even the hint in his heart that this man would give me $10,000.
Right.
It's a limitation.
So when Jesus heals our broken heart, then we become the high-functioning version of ourselves. And how we do that is by answering the question of who I am, the real me. Like, who am I really? And then when I have a satisfied heart at rest, then I don't lack anything. And then I can give without measure. Just because I've received so much, and then I'm generous with others, and that generosity and fulfillment and contentment, it just banishes away all the selfishness. And then I'm really good at relationships.
Yeah.
Like bringing it down to relationships. When I have a healed, satisfied heart that isn't broken, then I not only am I full of joy, but I am really an amazing attribute to everyone I'm in a relationship with.
Yeah. The couple, you know, we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, and, you know, they're here for some training.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate it. But I can already see where we're going to go, you know.
Today, when they get here this morning.
Just even these 3 days together.
Yeah.
In that we're going to really begin to help them connect some dots, because they've had some real healing.
Yeah.
Statistically, they shouldn't have made it.
Right.
Statistically, you know, they should be so messed up.
Right.
However, they have chosen to press through.
Yes, they have.
You know, all the limitations and to experience the love of God. And this is my invitation to our listeners today, because the quality of our relationships can never exceed our personal wholeness.
Mm.
And our personal wholeness
is
the direct fruit of us accepting and experiencing God's limitless love.
Bob, that's profound.
It's a limitless love.
Yeah.
And so I know that for this couple, you know, and for our listeners today, it's almost as though I don't want to just make it through and survive. And that's where you and I were in a season. We made it, but we weren't experiencing the limitlessness
of laughing,
of laughter,
and dreaming,
and joy, and dreams,
yes, and excitement for the future.
See, it, within my heart, because my heart was restrained.
Yeah, the boundaries had been restricted you into such a small place.
But now Jesus heals my heart. Now he blows my boundaries open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The happier I get, the freer I get, the more joy I experience, the more I live in his presence. It's not something that I jump into and then I walk away from, but it's his abiding presence.
It's abiding, yeah.
And with that, now it's my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not, you know, just the moment or an event that I go to, but he is my very life.
He is our every moment. His presence is our every day. So I think that this is an amazing day. I'm so glad you're listening, because I think a good question for us now is, what have you been waiting to change before you can be happy? What have you been waiting for that has to change before you can be happy?
Either within yourself or others, or, you know, circumstances. I don't know.
Really think about it, because this is a really good, some good news for you, because you don't have to wait any longer. And you might be saying, well, am I allowed to be happy if my husband isn't?
Yep.
It's a really good idea. Because why not? Someone needs to bring the joy into the home.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to change the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Why not make it you?
You could be the one that could change.
Yeah. And Jesus wants to heal your heart. And it's as simple, Bob, as just saying, you know what, Jesus, I'm choosing this day.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose.
I'm going to wake up.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, My weeping has remained for way too long. Weeping has remained for lots of nights, but joy comes when I wake up.
And today's my wake up.
We're sounding the alarm. Ring. Sorry, I'm so cheesy, but we're sounding the alarm to wake up.
Yeah.
To the joy that is your inheritance.
Yeah.
That is your fuel. That is absolutely yours for the receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do something funny, fun, dance, do something you've never done before. Yeah. Like just, but most of all, experience the presence of Jesus.
Yeah. And
he loves to laugh.
Yeah. And again, that gateway or that portal into hope is thankfulness.
Every time.
So today, be thankful. Audrey, you know, both you and I this morning, we've, you know, just kind of revisited a childhood memory.
Yeah.
You see, put a smile on our face,
yes.
You know, put a tear in our eye.
Yeah.
There's so much that we can be thankful for.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden that joy,
you bubbles. Know,
it comes back.
Yeah, it does.
It comes back. And with that, then also you begin to experience infinite possibilities.
Wow.
Because he's creative God and he cares about me. So I'm not just going to ask for 10 cents today.
No way.
I'm going to ask for more,
wow.
So much more.
Wow. As we close right now, our prayer is that you have been filled up with possibilities of joy, you know, that faith, that hope, that love. And I'm just going to speak this over you.
Yeah.
A wonderful future awaits as you prioritize that peace with God and peace with yourself and that healing of your broken heart. So we are just really thankful.
We are. This has been episode number 23 of All About Relationships. I'd encourage you, please listen to it again, share it with others. And we want to do all that we can to help you to thrive both in life and love.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. And we just know that we're cheering you on. And we believe that this is your day to wake up and you are going to experience great relationships as a result.
I'm awake. Have a great week.